News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A report is warning that festival drugs in Ireland could contain dangerous synthetic opioids known as nitazenes, which can be hundreds of times stronger than heroin and linked to fatal overdoses. It's a significant concern as we head into festival season, altogether now coming up, of course. Let's speak to Nikki Killeen, who's project manager for emerging drug trends with the HSE. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
The obvious thing is, obviously, drug dealers don't really care too much about you and your well-being. They just want to sell you the drugs. And sometimes this type of thing gets into the system and can pose a real risk to people.
Yeah, so I suppose the drug market has changed significantly over the past few years, and we have a very new drug landscape. I know you referenced synthetic opiates at the start. Just for clarification, just without causing any panic for your audience, we have not found any synthetic opiates crossover into the festival drug market. So we're closely monitoring this area with our colleagues locally and in the UK and in Europe. And thankfully, there has been no crossover, but it is an area that we do monitor. Despite that, there are a lot of new risks on the market for people that might not be, I suppose, as they think. So I suppose some of the substances we're seeing, such as MDMA, do have extra risks at the moment compared to the past. So what people would have seen in the 90s or early 2000s is a very different product now. And there is a greater risk of drug emergencies and fatalities. And we are starting to see some of the newer drugs emerge on the market, such as pink cocaine, which is actually not cocaine, which is, can be mixtures of new substances, and a range of other new substances. So I suppose we've done a number of surveys, and in the background, we're monitoring the market through substance analysis. So we are closely identifying the Irish drug trends, and we'll be working with festivals to communicate those drug trends over the next few weeks.
So what should people do if they're going to a festival and, again, it's personal choice, they know they're illegal and whatever, but they might want to take something. How do they look after each other?
Yeah, so I suppose obviously the HSE's core message is it's safer not to use at all. And there's always going to be a risk based on your personal factors or based on that drug market changes. So if someone is deciding to use substances, we're saying be in the know of the trends. So at the moment, there is extra risk with MDMA. So those pills, powders and crystals are much different to the past. So what we found last year through substance analysis was the MDMA pills were over 300 milligrams of pure MDMA. Now, to contextualise that, that's over three times the average adult dose. So anything over 125 milligrams is extra risk. So we have very seriously highly potent products. So if you took one of those pills in one go, that could lead to a fatality. What we're seeing with younger populations is they're putting powders into drinks, and these are very, very strong MDMA powders, and this is leading to medical emergencies as well, where they're consuming very high amounts of powders in one go in a drink. And what we're also seeing is people becoming unwell from pink cocaine. So it's actually ketamine mixed with new psychoactive substances and some other compounds in there, and we're seeing people have behaviour issues and some medical emergencies from it. So be in the know that there is extra risks with these drugs at this time. What you can do is look at the HSE's harm reduction information, things like starting low, going slow, being aware of the signs of a medical emergency. So with these drugs, it would be very different to, say, an opiate presenting. So you don't pass out. It's not someone unconscious on the ground per se. It could be a pain in your arms and your legs. And that's because these drugs work on your serotonin in your body. And that is leading to what's known as serotonin syndrome, which is a medical emergency. So it might be very subtle changes that people feel, a headache. Their behavior is a little bit erratic. They could have these pains in their muscles and they think it's from dancing too much at the festival. These are very early signs of a drug emergency. So people generally think of drug emergencies like an opiate or a depressant where you might be passed out on the ground. But we need people with these newer drugs to look out for these other signs. So being in the know, and we say if in doubt, just get it checked out.
Nikki, are there plans to have drug testing facilities, these kind of rapid testing facilities that have been present at a lot of festivals, where at least the HSE and the medics on site then know what's doing the rounds?
Yes. So we monitor the drug market every week with our colleagues. So we have a lab, the HSE's Emerging Trends Lab. And we work really closely with services on a weekly basis, actually, to look at what's happening in terms of emergencies and cases. Then we adapt this service for festival settings. So this year we're partnering with District X Dance Event and Electric Picnic. So we'll have outreach workers there on site at these events where people can come and chat to us, but they can also hand over substances for analysis. So we have the lab set up, and we can analyse the substances and identify if there's extra risk risky substances in circulation. We'll also have a new machine this year where we're going to be able to rapidly identify the potency of substances. So we're trying our best behind the scenes to help people reduce the harms if they choose to use.
All right, Nikki Killeen, Project Manager for Emerging Drug Trends with the HSE. Look, good luck to you and your teams out there. Not an easy thing to do. And do stay safe if you're heading to a festival over the course of the next few weeks.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.